Good morning. Welcome back to Bike Chats with an Expat. I'm Lacey, an expat. So we moved about 2 months ago, and oh my goodness, the logistics of moving are really something. So let me tell you our story. Starting last year in the winter, so maybe it was about December when we started looking for a house. And we have looked for houses before. We understand some of the things that go into it now. For example, really, if you're a foreigner, it can be a little bit extra tricky to find a place to live because it can feel really risky for the homeowner to be renting to a foreigner. And I know there's laws about housing discrimination and stuff, but basically for the homeowner, they're really concerned that that there's all different kinds of risks involved renting to somebody who's not Japanese. Feel how you want about that. I totally understand. But what that means as a foreigner who's looking to rent a house, basically we were turned down from a lot of places before we even looked at them. And then when we did apply, I think we applied to 2 different houses and we were turned down for both of those. It just feels really disheartening. And so by the time the New Year's break kind of came around, we were really thankful for everything's closed for about a week. And so we were really thankful for a break from house hunting, from being turned down from things. And by that point, though, we had gotten in touch with a real estate agent that I think kind of knew how to set us up for success. Right after the New Year's holiday, right after we'd all kind of taken a break, when it was time to get back into it, he went ahead and called ahead to say, hey, these are foreigners and they're also on a religious visa, which can be another thing that's really hard for homeowners to want to rent towards a religious visa. Religion has such a taboo about it in Japan, actually. And so he called ahead and he found, I think there were 2 places that we could go ahead and look at. And so we came to the first place, we looked around, and I loved it. I love the layout of this house. It's kind of strange. Honestly, I'm not even going to try to describe it very well, but basically it's a 2-story house, but each floor is divided up into 2 floors. So it's almost like a 4-story house, but between each story, there's only a half a set of stairs. We live on a pretty steep hill, so the layout is pretty interesting, but I loved it. I felt like it was a really good fit for our home, I mean, for our family. And so we committed like that day and decided to move pretty much as soon as possible. And so I don't know, it's been a long time since we moved whenever we were in America. Oh my goodness, what is that, like 10 years ago now? So I don't really remember the process for moving in America, honestly, but moving in Japan is labor intensive, let's just say that. And it's, of course, all done in Japanese. And so it is super labor intensive. And it took us pretty much a month of almost only working on house stuff, even to be able to move and get into this house, like legally, like all the registration you had to do with the city and getting your Wi-Fi and just all the bills set up and everything and turning off old bills. That is all really tricky. And thankfully, my husband does all of that. And poor guy, he was so tired. But I tried to help one time. There was one task that I thought I could help with. There was a Wi-Fi router that the post service was going to come and get the Wi-Fi router and take it out into the world. I don't know where it was going, but there was this Wi-Fi router at our house that we did not need. So a guy shows up at our door. He says he's here for a Wi-Fi router. I hand him the Wi-Fi router that's in the box. He takes it on. And I found out later that day I had given that person the wrong Wi-Fi router. And it was off into the abyss of Japan Postal Service. And so I kind of made a determination in that moment that I absolutely, under no circumstances, would help anymore, at least on things that require paperwork. So my husband had to fix that. Honestly, I think it's fixed now. This is 2 months later. I think it's resolved, but I'm not sure. Oh man, what a mess. But we love our home, and now that I'm not helping out with paperwork, things are going very smoothly. This house has been a huge answer to prayer in so many ways. I don't know if you recall, but the last house that we lived in was a huge answer to prayer in so many ways. But this one has been really fun to see. Just the kindness in this area is really fun. Not just kindness, but the friendliness, the overt friendliness of people here is different than what we've really experienced. And so that's been really fun. Of course, people are kind all over Japan, but I just mean people are like trying to say good morning, and kids are trying to play with my kids. And even I had one little girl ask me if I wanted to play while I was sitting at the park. So it's just been super, super at home. It just feels like a home space. My kids get to play on their bikes out front with other little kids in the neighborhood. We're right on the mountain, so we can go hiking. We can look at the mountain. You can see the ocean from where we're at. It's quite a trek to get out there, but you can see it, and we can hear the horns of the boats every now and then, which is so fun. We can hear birds that aren't pigeons or crows. There's other birds making noise out here, which is so fun. So it's just been a huge blessing to be out here. I don't know. We just really, really enjoy it. My kids are enjoying school. That was actually a pretty big pain point about a year ago, was my daughter going to school. There were just some hard things that were going on, but this year she wakes up ready to go and she's excited to go to school. She gets to walk to school with her friends, and it's just been a huge joy for her to get to go to school here. I actually really like Japanese schools. I have a lot of feelings about cram schools and the way information can be taught, and, you know, worksheets and worksheets and worksheets. But there's so many good things about Japanese schools that I really enjoy, especially when it comes to lifestyle and things outside of math and reading and science and stuff. And so, for example, my daughter, I think, just planted tomatoes. And so her summer homework is going to be to take care of this tomato plant. And they help clean up, and the way they do lunch, I mean, like, clean the school, and they help serve lunch to one another. And so she, every couple weeks, she brings home her little, almost like a chef's outfit, a little coat and a hat. And what is the other thing? Oh, the bag that they go in. Yeah. So it's just really fun to get to see her learning these kinds of life skills and community skills that I think are going to be so good for her. Yeah, the school does a great job with communication. They send home letters. I bet I get a letter probably once or twice a week right now, but it's kind of on a good rotation. So I get like this, the school menu for the next month and a school event calendar for the next month. Of course, the regular communication that you would expect. But then I also get a letter from the librarian that's talking about all the events that are happening at the library. And I get a letter from the head chef at the school that's teaching, this letter is teaching about healthy eating habits. What kinds of things should we be eating at what different times of the year? What are table manners? These kinds of things are in that newsletter. Of course, we get advertisements for different events around the city. And another thing that happens in Japanese schools that, as far as I know, do not happen in American schools. My daughter has been getting like a full-on health check every year. So they check her heart, they check her blood pressure. And when I say check her heart, I'm pretty sure she got hooked up to like a machine with, like, she had little stickers all over her chest, and she was hooked up to this machine, like, really to measure her heart. They measure her growth. She also had all of the kids have to take like a urine sample to school. And so that gets tested. I mean, it's a very robust health check, and I think that's such a great way to take care of the kids. I've really appreciated that once I got over my American mind thinking that that was invasive. Yeah, so it's just been a really sweet system at the schools. Another thing that changed moving here is we have switched from train commuters to bus commuters. My kids and I take really just commute once a week to get to church. It's about a 30 to 40 minute trip, which is the same as it was at our old house. But this time it's totally different. So at our old house, you would walk about 10 minutes to the train station, be on the train for about 10 minutes, and then walk from the train station to the church for 10 minutes. So about 30 minutes. Here we walk just a couple minutes to the bus stop, and then we ride the bus for 20 to 25 minutes. And then it's that same 10-minute walk to the church. But just getting to sit together with my kids for 20 minutes straight has been so fun. There's just such a different opportunity for conversation, for watching the town, for things to talk about. Because on the train, of course, things are moving by so fast. But when you're on the bus, you can notice the cute puppy on the street or notice there's a place that the bus stop sounds like it's saying something kind of along the lines of purareru, which is it's like saying Hot Wheels, but for trains. So it's this very famous brand of toy, purareru is. And so it's this famous brand of toy that has all these train tracks and really, really cool systems for train toys. And that is not the name of the bus stop, but my son is kind of convinced that it is. And so every time we go to that bus stop, we take a moment to look around and see if we can find the toys that that this bus stop sounds like it's talking about. And I hear it too. It sounds like that's what they're saying, but we haven't seen the toys yet. But it's just such a fun game and such a fun time to get to experience that on the bus together. So that's been really fun. It was utter chaos moving here. We just hit the 2-month mark. I think we're finally feeling settled. We're really, really thankful for this space. We're really thankful for the friends that God has provided for us. We're really looking forward to our next chapter of life here in Kobe, Japan. So until next time, see ya. Thank you for listening to Bike Chats with an Expat. I'm Lacey, an expat. In my early days of living in Japan, I would use my short morning commute on my bicycle to call friends and family back in the States. And that time was such salve for my soul. And now I want to share that time with you, except maybe not on a bicycle, because that would be a little windy. I'll see you next time. Bye.